Kelly is back with another look at what it says in your morning papers.
The results and implications of Friday's local and European elections continue to dominate today's front pages. The Irish Examiner leads with Sean Kelly's election to Europe on the first count. And in common with the Irish Times, the paper also reports on the neck and neck contest between Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael to claim the most seats in the local elections. The coalition is facing a by-election headache, which is likely to be triggered by a number of sitting TDs winning seats in Europe. That's according to the lead story in the Irish Independent. The prospect of an autumn general election generates the lead story in the Irish Daily Mail. Brian Mahan and Craig Hughes build their story around reports from unnamed civil servants and lobbying firm Hanover Communications that they've been told to get submissions and budget requests in earlier than expected. Unnamed senior government sources insist, however, that this isn't based on any formal instruction. Nigel Farage's decision to back DUP candidates Ian Paisley and Sammy Wilson in the UK general election, despite his party's alliance with the TUV, receives coverage on the front of the Belfast Telegraph and Irish News. Elsewhere this morning, the Irish Daily Star leads with the story by Michael O'Toole about claims that the Kinahans have teamed up with an Australian-based Hells Angels biker gang to sell billions of euro worth of cocaine around the world. Two very impressive and very fast Irish women dominate the pictures carried on today's front pages. The Times Independent and Examiner all opt for images of Rashida Adeleke draped in the tricolour after winning silver in last night's 400 metre final, while Ciara McGeoghan is pictured on the front of the Irish Daily Mirror and Irish Sun, holding up and kissing the gold medal she won in Rome on Sunday. A number of today's papers report that the new iPhone, which is due to be launched later this year, will include AI features. There's a story in today's Star about how Daniel O'Donnell is warning his fans to beware of being scammed out of money by fraudsters pretending to be him. His warning came after he met a fan in Ohio in the US who told him that she was scammed after being fooled into thinking she was chatting to Daniel himself online. There's a story in the back of the Examiner about Cork City-based taxi driver Willie Wise, who is in danger of losing his licence because he won't accept credit card payments. The 68-year-old, who has received a Garda warning since taxis are now legally obliged to take cashless payments, tells Sarah Horgan that he can't accept credit card payments since he doesn't have a bank account and doesn't believe he should be obliged to open one. A number of today's papers run with some of the lighter stories which have emerged from the elections. The Independent reports that the small village of Delvin in the Kinnegad local electoral area has attracted attention since one of its four ballot boxes from the village recorded a voter turnout of 93%. Sinn Féin's David Jones and Fianna Fáil's Niall Gaffney, two candidates in their 30s, became the first elected councillors in the area in more than 20 years. And the support they received is being largely attributed to strong social media campaigns and their ability to connect with people of the same age as themselves in their constituency. Also in the Independent, it's reported that Fine Gael has apologised for using the song The Spark, performed by young people from Cork and Clare, which recently went viral, to urge people to vote without crediting its creators, the cabin crew. And finally, Lynn Boylan is pictured on the front of the Sun with a set of knitting needles in her hands. We're told that the Sinn Féin European election candidate, who's still in the running to pick up one of the last seats in Dublin, took to knitting at the Count Centre to calm her nerves as she awaits the final result.
Not a bad idea at all, Fiona. Thank you.